Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. It's Mondays. Mondays always get me excited. Excited for the opportunities that lie ahead this week. Today, I want to talk about data quality. Many times we think of data quality like a binary output. Binary meaning, is it good? Is it bad? And we think of this data quality as something at the end of a value stream. So we have this value stream that helps us understand what stakeholders want. And we think at the end of it, they want good data quality. However, I want to argue that it's not binary. It's really on a scale. Think of 1 to 100. Is it a 63? Is it an 82? Is it a 38? Do you see how much more descriptive that is than is it good or is it bad? When I use the term binary, I always think of a light switch. Is it on? Is it off? Is it good? Is it bad? But there are really many parts of data quality that we just don't take into account. We don't consider when we think of what do our stakeholders need in terms of data quality. Let me give you a few to consider at this time. The source system that you're pulling the data from, that source system and how it was implemented. I see many service management and asset management tool sets, platforms that were implemented poorly. So the data quality coming out of them is poor. Another is, what are your integrations? How good are those integrations to that source system? Next is the obvious one. What's the data quality in this source system? Is it good? Is it bad? How can we improve it? Maybe we need to look at the scope of this data. Do we have too big of a scope to be successful? And then lastly, what is the method of exporting this data or using a BI tool or dashboard to illuminate the data? If you think about those, there's a really big divide, chasm, if you will, for people who love to export into Excel usually out of their source system and then manipulate the data and then run graphs and charts and all that stuff off of it. And other people who like using a dashboard or business intelligence tool to illuminate real-time data. I don't want to get into the debate right now, but I will say if you're trying to make decisions, having real-time data versus exported old data is usually preferable. But we've seen issues with each of these impacting data quality, whether it was how it was implemented, integrations, scope, things of that nature. And if you want to improve your data quality, trace it through its life cycle. Trace the data through its life cycle. And this is one of the most basic things to most people, but it's still misunderstood by many, many leaders. And so what is the purpose, Jeffrey, of data? Well, I'm glad you asked. Data is used for one thing and one thing only. We don't maintain data for data's sake. We don't maintain data for ourselves. We maintain, we protect, we illuminate data only for the sake of our stakeholders' decision-making. And this is especially true in service management and asset management, isn't it? The data and the tool is to help people make great decisions. And data drives business decisions. Let me give you one easy example. The data within your CMDB. You're going to make great decisions off of great data. And same with your asset management. If you do not have great data and you don't know what is the state of the life cycle of your CIs, you're going to make some bad decisions. And so something as simple as the life cycle management of that data is huge. And so it's something to think about. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Monday. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. And please let me know how service management leadership can help your organization, whether it's data, service management, asset management, or business continuity. Also, check out our podcast. Wherever you're listening to this, we have over 600 other episodes. And make sure you're following the Service Management Leadership LinkedIn page. We appreciate our audience and we thank you for all you do to help us get the word out. Have an awesome rest of your Monday. Bye.